If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
5:04, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. We are out and about in Cedar Rapids tonight. Where are we? We're at Mulligan's Pub. You should know where it's at, but if you don't, 1060 Old Marion Road, east of Nelson's Meat Market, right behind Elmcrest Country Club. Smell that? That's the smell of onion rings.
I can smell the onion rings. Can you have those with your diet?
I had two of them earlier today, and they were very good, but that's about the limit
there. Yourself.
You got to, yeah, it's all about taking care of yourself every once in a while. Happy hours going on until 6 o'clock tonight. $2 tall boys, half price domestic bottles and well drinks. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, if you're here for the third and final hour of the program, you're also going to get to enjoy half price wings. It is a star-studded evening at Mulligan's. Not only do we have former Iowa State standout and former NFL player Mark Lillibridge here, but I see our very own Scott Unash as well.
He is here
at the back of the bar. So if you've ever wanted to meet a member of the Rusty Nails bowling team, you can come in the door. Scott Unash would be happy to hand out an autograph to you. We got a
No
pictures, yeah, not in bars. He's like a lot of those big-time celebrities where they're like, hey, man, lay off the photos. We got coming up in hour number three, Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. But joining us right now, fresh off a win last night at the McLeod Center over Illinois State, the guy who's making a name for himself his first year in a UNI Panther uniform, Taiwan Pickford, is with us. And Taiwan, great game last night. Had to feel good to get a W in front of the home crowd.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it is good to get a win back at home in front of the home crowd. You know, we got to get our confidence going and keep this thing rolling.
What clicked for you guys offensively, and how do you carry that forward and build confidence on that end of the court?
Offensively, you know, we look to push the ball more this game, and that worked for us. We get up a lot of shots, I feel like, and when we were in the half-court set, we were inside with the post, and when they came with the double, our bigs were able to kick it out and distribute.
What was it about you and I during the recruiting process that drew you to Ben Jacobson and that program?
The coaching, you know, the coaching staff and just what they've been through. They've made a name for this school, this program. They've been to the tournament multiple times, playing against great teams around the country. And, yeah, the coaching staff felt like, I know we connected well and had a good bond relationship when I met with them. And that was a big part of it.
Talking with the Panthers, guard Taiwan Pickford on the program tonight. Has the first year of college so far, has it been everything that you've wanted? What's been your favorite part?
My favorite part of college, you know, just meeting new people. You know, school is fun. It's a lot different from high school. Becoming a man, young man, doing a lot of things on my own, taking responsibility, you know, growing up is the most fun part.
For a young player like yourself and Austin Fife and then Isaiah Brown as well, you guys have had some ups, you guys have had some downs, just like your team. How important is it to kind of have a short memory from shot to shot and from game to game?
It's very important. You know, we're still young and got a lot of time to grow, so we got to keep that short memory because there's a lot of more playing to do, so we can't just be stuck on one shot or one play. We got to be ready for the next one and make sure we can make it not happen again.
And the next one's a big one. You got MVC leading Loyola in Chicago on the road this weekend. What are you guys doing to prepare for the Ramblers?
We're going to stick to what we're doing, preparing for the other games, you know, just more competitiveness to our game. We're looking to, you know, get our first road win this Sunday. But the preparation for this game of practice is going to be, you know, more intense and more competitive. And, yeah.
How difficult is it, and we talk about this all the time, and I always wonder the reason for this, and everybody has a different opinion on this, but in college basketball, it seems it's very difficult to win road games. How do you take the intensity that you guys had the last night in the McLeod Center and take that on the road to Chicago?
Yeah, it is hard, especially, you know, conference games on the road are always the hardest. You know, teams are scouted very well. But I know what we just got to take over, just our energy got to transfer into practice and then carry that from practice over to the road game because, you know, their fans are going to be loud and it's going to be intense in their gym. We're just going to have ourselves. We just got to stick together and play hard.
Now, you always hear about guys in their first year hitting a wall at some point during the season. It usually happens right around this time. Have you found yourself maybe getting your legs are getting a little bit more tired? It's a little bit harder to recover. I mean, as you mentioned, it's a long way away from high school.
I wouldn't say hitting the wall, but yeah, probably getting fatigued. But, you know, I've been rehabbing every day and, you know, doing stuff to get my body right. You got to eat better and not eat a bunch of junk food. So because the season's a long season, then for your body to be right, you got to treat it right.
Now, Taiwan, I saw a statistic. You're averaging over 8.5 rebounds per game, and I think that's the best in the country for any player under 6'5". What is your secret? Is there an art form to it, to what makes you so effective on the boards?
There's no secret. I don't think it's a secret, but my coach is always saying it's just I'm an active player. So with that being said, I like making every play the most that I can. And, you know, rebounding is a big part of the basketball game that people don't really look at. And that's what I take pride in, my rebounding. And I always had a knack for this since from high school for rebounding, and it's transferred over.
You mentioned the coaching staff as part of the reason why you chose UNI. What's it like playing for Ben Jacobson? What's it like to be a player for him?
It's great. He's a great coach. You know, even off the court, we have a good bond. You know, I go into his office, I can talk to him whatever I need to talk to him about. He's good with talking with players. You know, on the road, you know, anything we need, we come to him and he'll be okay with it.
When you guys go through your rough stretches, have gone through your rough stretches, and then when you've put together some wins, does his message change from time to time, or is it pretty consistent throughout the year?
The message is the same, you know, just every game. Well, we got better and doing things better, and that's what he keeps telling us. We just continue to get better every day.
Now, every Wednesday, we chat with Gary Rima, who does the play-by-play for you guys on the program. How well do you know Gary? Have you had a lot of conversations with him yet in your first year?
Yeah, I know him pretty well. You know, on the Rise, away games, we talk a little bit. After games, you know, he talks, you know, congratulate me or tell me I have a good game. So, yeah, he's a good man.
Do you know what his catchphrase is on the UNI broadcast when somebody makes a basket?
I heard of it, but I forgot.
Well, you can give you a kaboom or a kabullseye.
Yeah,
we were going to ask you.
There you go.
We were going to ask you to do a Gary Rima impersonation, but we won't do that, Taiwan. Hey, what's it like playing alongside Austin Fife? He seems to be coming into his own, especially in conference play now.
It's great playing next to Austin Fife, my roommate. But yeah, he's a great player. You know, energy guy. You know, he got a lot of potential. He can be a great player here at UNI. He keeps doing what he's doing. He's working hard off the court. You know, getting in the gym and getting his shots up or working out, and yeah, he's a great guy.
Is there any part of your game that you want to develop the most over these next 3 or 4 years?
My game, I want to get to the free throw line more. I think that would make me a better player. You know, drawing fouls and attacking the basket is what I think I can work on.
Back to Loyola really quick before we let you go. Does it help that the last time that you guys played these guys earlier this month, it was only a 6-point game? I mean, you were within striking distance. Does that help you guys mentally going into that game knowing that you were right there with them the last time you played?
Oh, yeah. We know, you know, we're capable of playing with any team, you know, since
even before conference play, we beat some great teams and competed with great teams. And so we have the mindset every game that we are capable of playing with any team. It's just the attention to detail we need to have every game to, you know, keep our composure and, you know, complete those games.
Halfway point of the MVC, Arch Madness.
Arch Madness,
so Alex
that's correct.
Is from St. Louis, so you got to call it Arch Madness. It'll be here before you know it. Hey, Taiwan, we appreciate it, and good luck in Chicago this weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Taiwan Pickford of the UNI basketball team with us fresh off that went over Illinois State last night, and I was hoping he'd have a Gary Rima impersonation.
I thought it was, oh, baby. There are so many Gary Rima catchphrases.
I wasn't very specific in what type of catchphrase we were looking for. Yeah, sort of leaving it. But 56-50 back on January 7th, and we've talked a lot about the Drake Bulldogs the last couple weeks. Nico Medved's doing a great job in year number one there. Those two teams played this week in the Knapp Center, and Loyola took care of business. They are alone in first place in the MVC. And going back to yesterday's conversation with Gary Rima before that game last night, it was going to go one of two ways. You were going to get Loyola either licking its wounds coming off a loss, or they were going to be in sole possession of first place. And now they're the ones with the target on their back. And so UNI is going to be able to go to Chicago this weekend and perhaps take them down now 3-6 in Missouri Valley play at the halfway point.
And I said this during the break. I didn't think it really mattered whether they won the game last night or lost the game. It's going to be very difficult for UNI to go in and win that game. And if they can, the good news is it shows that they have kind of gotten over the hump. I think that last year they got off to that bad start in conference. Then they had a really good stretch. And everybody, in the last 2 years, quite frankly, 2 years ago they made it to they carried that into the NCAA tournament. Last year they lost their final three games. But every year they have a really good stretch, and it seems like the second half of conference season. Everybody's waiting for that to happen, and if they can win that game in Chicago, it could show that they're ready to do that.
And taking a look around Mulligan's, we are here at Mulligan's, by the way, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. 1060 Old Marion Road, basically take 42nd Street until it turns into Old Marion Road, east of Nelson's Meat Market, right behind Elmcrest Country Club. Looking around, I'm seeing a lot of Cardinals stuff. I'm seeing a lot of Cubs stuff. Lots of baseball fans hanging out here at Mulligan's. There is a major news story that has just broken involving a National League Central team, and we're going to tell you all about it. A team in the NL Central just got a whole lot better. And it's not the Cardinals, and it's not the Cubs. That should maybe give it away. We'll break it all down when we return after this. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Mulligan's Pub, the KGYM road trip. Back with more after this.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team had their six-game winning streak snapped Tuesday night with a 61-57 loss at home to Dubuque Senior. The 10-4 Saints will play Cedar Rapids, Washington tomorrow night. The Xavier girls basketball team defeated Dubuque Senior on the road on Tuesday night by a score of 50-39. The Saints had a balanced scoring effort led by Libby Arnold with 10 points. Xavier will play at Washington tomorrow night. The Xavier wrestlers competed at the Clyde Beam Duels at Iowa City High last Saturday, putting together a 1-4 mark for the day. The Saints topped Keokuk 48-24 for their only win of the day. The Xavier bowling team split at Iowa City West last Friday, with the girls winning their matchup against the Trojans. Ella Schrader had a 204 game and a 357 series to lead the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints. Kick off 2018 right at La Cantina. If it's football you love, catch all the championship games at any La Cantina location. Or pick up your favorites from La Cantina and take them home for your own viewing party. La Cantina has specials every day. And if you've made a resolution to eat better, La Cantina's light menu will hit the spot with healthier options of delicious favorites and even skinny margaritas. It's another great year for La Cantina Bar and Grill in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and downtown Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back in, 5:18, a Thursday night, out and about in Cedar Rapids, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Come hang out with us. We're at Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road in Cedar Rapids. And Milwaukee Brewers fans, you got some reason to celebrate. Maybe come out and have a happy hour drink, a $2 tall boy, until 6 o'clock tonight, because the Brewers have just gotten substantially better. They pulled off a trade with the Miami Marlins. Christian Yelich got his wish. He got out of Miami. No longer a Marlin. He's coming to the NL Central, playing in the same outfield with Ryan Braun, adding a little bit more power to that Brewers lineup. Couple prospects, several prospects on the way. If I saw this right earlier, Lewis Brinson, who is the number one position prospect in the Brewers organization, a guy that I really like who's been in the Midwest League the last couple years, finally starting to click for him, Monte Harrison, Isan Diaz, who's a double-A shortstop, who's got a pretty good bat and a really good glove, and Jordan Yamamoto, who's a pitcher, another guy that we've seen here in the Midwest League with the Cedar Rapids Colonels pitching for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. So four prospects. This, to me, is probably the best haul that the Marlins have received for any of the players that they've traded, which is amazing because Giancarlo Stanton was one of the players that they've moved, but that at least returned you Starlin Castro, and there was the monetary issue involved there as well. But it looks like the Marlins and Derek Jeter have gotten a fairly substantial return prospect-wise for Christian Yelich. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com is going to be joining us tonight at 6 o'clock. We're talking with him about the Hall of Fame, but we also now will have this to deal with. Christian Yelich, if you're not a huge baseball fan, maybe you don't know who he is, but Alex, very, very talented young player.
He is, and he's under team control for five more years. The Milwaukee Brewers are the biggest challenger for the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central right now. And I don't think it's particularly close at this point. The Brewers have a better starting rotation. They have a better bullpen right now than the St. Louis Cardinals. And now they have just bolstered their outfield. And now Ken Rosenthal is saying that they're not out on Lorenzo Cain either. They're making moves that make sense to David Stearns, their general manager. They want to get guys that are under team control for more than a couple years. They don't like rentals. They've gone out and they've added a huge piece for them for a team that won 86 games last year.
Green Bay Dustin on the text line says he's driven past us several times tonight out delivering pizza. Green Bay, Milwaukee, I don't know whether there's a correlation there between Wisconsin-based teams or not, but all of a sudden, and the reaction, the overreaction is typical of fans on Twitter, as has been pointed out by a couple of the national baseball writers. There's about a dozen impact players that are out there as free agents right now. So it's a little premature to sit there and anoint teams as first, second, third place squads. But the Brewers are one of those teams that you're looking at as being a challenger to the Cubs this year. Well, they're a lot closer to being more of a challenger than they were 24 hours ago.
And the reason I say that, and I agree, nothing really has happened on the free agent market yet, so still plenty of time to go, even though pitchers and catchers report in just over a month, or very, very shortly. The Chicago Cubs, they need to go out and add a starting pitcher, and I think that they'll make a move before the regular season.
We've still got Eddie Butler. What are you talking about?
But
we're totally comfortable.
For St. Louis Cardinals fan, when you hear John Mozeliak say, no, we're good. We're all right.
See, I don't believe that
either.
Believe
it either, but if you take that at face value, you have to sit there and say, well, where are they in the pecking order? And if they don't make a move, if they don't get better before opening day, and you take them at face value that they're not going to do anything, that's where they rank right now.
And I think I saw Dan Plesac tweeting about this earlier this week. I think this week is the Milwaukee Brewers version of their fan fest, their Cubs convention, whatever, in Milwaukee. So here's a big, huge story right before their fan fest, and probably going to sell some season tickets to
Absolutely.
Miller Park would be my guess. Which, by the way, to update you on a story that we brought you earlier this week, Johnsonville, the new exclusive sponsor of the racing sausages at Miller Park for the 2018 season. Most people saw that coming, but after 25 years, Clements is out, Johnsonville's in. You know what else is in? The kids are totally down with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs. We'll send it back to Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's got your next big board update.
It was reported today by the Land of 10, Scott Docterman, that Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey signed an extension last November, and the details should stop any talk of McCaffrey being fired. A buyout after the season would cost the school $10.2 million, with roughly $1 million decreases through 2023. Iowa junior outfielder Robert Nystrom was pegged as the preseason Big Ten Player of the Year by Perfect Game today. He started all 61 games last season and hit .319 and was top 10 in the Big Ten in five different offensive categories. Perfect Game also named both Nystrom and JUCO transfer Brady Chenuel to the All-Conference team and picked the Hawkeyes to finish third behind Indiana and Nebraska. The UNI men beat Illinois State 83-72 to get back over 500 on the season, led by Isaiah Brown with 20 points and Bennett Cook with 17. They moved to 3-6 in the MVC, four games back with nine games remaining. The Iowa State women went on the road and upset number 19 Oklahoma State 78-69. Down 10 at halftime, Bridget Carlton exploded for 39 points in the comeback victory. The Hawkeye women will be trying to end a three-game skid tonight, hosting number 12 Ohio State. It'll be a matchup between probably the two top candidates for Big Ten Player of the Year, as the Buckeyes' Kelsey Mitchell is the league's leading scorer at almost 25 per game, while Megan Gustafson is second in scoring and first in rebounding. That game's going to tip at 7. Tonight after the show, we'll have a Pac-12 matchup with Colorado traveling to number 11 Arizona. We'll pick up coverage at 7:15 before they tip off at 7:30, and you can hear it on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
One thing I forgot about Monte Harrison, who's sort of the second piece in that deal going back to the Marlins behind Lewis Brinson. He was a very, very, very good high school football player and was headed to Nebraska. He's had accepted a scholarship
Yes.
So he would have been a Cornhusker. Nebraska's had several of those guys. Bubba Starling comes to mind, a first-round draft pick of the Kansas City Royals several years ago. And up until just last year, there were a lot of people saying that Harrison made the wrong choice in choosing baseball, but the light bulb kind of came on for him. And an Iowa tie here, his mentor, if you will, a guy who sort of took him under his wing when he was in high school and served as an advisor, a trusted friend, a guy who was going to help guide him through the professional ranks, former Hawkeye two-way standout Danon Hughes is Monte Harris's mentor. So a little bit of a Hawkeye Midwest angle there, but the Brewers making a big trade. I'll update another story that we've been talking about here the last couple weeks, and especially in the last 48 hours, and that's the Larry Nassar sentencing, the former team doctor for USA Women's Gymnastics and Michigan State. Luanna Simon, the president of Michigan State, has stepped down. She announced last night she was going to step down. Her resignation letter was, it didn't exactly hit the bullseye, let's put it that way, but it came out today that Michigan State perhaps did not turn over some key documents to the NCAA as far as their Title IX investigation was concerned with regard to this. And depending on the source that you're reading, they may or may not have known that they weren't turning over all of the documents here. Again, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, this is on par with Penn State. It's completely different. It's not little boys and Jerry Sandusky, but it is on par as far as the scope and the gravity, and it goes back almost two decades. They had an opportunity to stop this. This is going to get ugly. Now you've got the NCAA, which is involved, and the NCAA may or may not have violated its own protocol in announcing the investigation already, but there could be some serious, and there should be, repercussions for Michigan State University on the horizon. Mark Hollis, who is one of the best athletic directors in the country, is probably going to be the next guy whose name comes into the crosshairs here. The president of the university couldn't survive this. And now you've got the athletic department, the athletic director, the head of that department for a number of years. What did he know? When did he know it? That's always a couple of the questions that get asked. An ugly situation at Michigan State, getting uglier by the minute. And for those people who thought it was over, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to be interested to see what comes of the NCAA investigation, because I think a precedent was set with the Penn State the Penn State repercussions, the penalty, and then they took it away. So
yeah, within 5 years.
Within 5 years, they set something and took it away.
Everything had been rolled back. Penn State was playing in bowl games, I think, within 3 years. They were back at their full scholarship allotment within 5 years. James Franklin has got that program playing in college football playoff games. And it's like, from a football standpoint, nothing ever happened. And, again, this is gymnastics versus football, and you may be tempted to look at that and say, well, it's not that big of a deal. But believe me, it is. And we'll see where things go from here. Maybe you don't think this is a big deal either, but earlier today Vince McMahon announced that the XFL is going to return in 2020. Can the XFL be a serious threat to the National Football League? 319-366-1600. It's the question that we're going to tackle in the next hour. We want to hear from you on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. We are out and about the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. If you're in the market for new tires, you can go to lindertire.com and get some rebates and coupons there. We are at Mulligan's Pub in Cedar Rapids, 1060 Old Marion Road, where 42nd Street intersects with Old Marion Road, kind of east of Nelson's Meat Market. Happy hour still going on, $2 tall boys, half-price well drinks, half-price domestic bottles. That's going until 6, and then it's half-price wings after 6 o'clock. KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, continuing on after this with a little XFL talk.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
Looking to improve your family's wellness? CarePro is ready to help. They know it can be a bit baffling figuring out what vitamins you and your family need. So they'll help you find the right balance of those important nutrients. This time of year, in particular, it's important to pay attention to vitamin D because your body doesn't get enough sunlight to create it naturally. So supplementing is important. CarePro Pharmacies in Cedar Rapids, Mount Vernon, North Liberty, and Tipton, helping you connect with people and answers you need. /radio.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers are apparently getting closer to a new deal. The star running back is looking for a contract extension. The team has set a deadline of February 20th to reach an agreement. That's the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Bell played under the tag this season at $12.1 million. Tiger Woods on the course at Torrey Pines in the first round of the Farmers Insurance Open. He's even par right now on the 18th hole. Three players share the lead at 6-under. Newly elected Baseball Hall of Famer Chipper Jones would have no issues at all with Barry Bonds in the hall.
I have no problem whatsoever saying that Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen don a uniform. I have no problem with that. I think he's a Hall of Famer, whether there's a cloud of suspicion or not.
Chipper Jones on the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio. The Marlins get rid of another big salary today, trading outfielder Christian Yelich to the Brewers. Miami gets four prospects, two of them in Keith Law's top 100.
Hey, Sagat, join us Friday. Chris Sims is going to join us. He'll tell us his 38th best quarterback in the NFL. We're only three more away from being halfway done. That's Friday on the Dan Le Batard Show with Mista Gatz on ESPN Radio.
Breaking news here on SportsCenter. WWE founder and CEO Vince McMahon getting back into the football business.
As far as our league is concerned, it'll have nothing to do.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom.
Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FIRE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FIRE to 797979. Text FIRE to 797979.
So, Sarah, you know, one of the toughest things about being on tour is sleeping in a bunk area with a bunch of guys that all snore. I love my beauty sleep. A night of snoring puts me in such a bad mood in the morning.
Your beauty sleep. I love it. You know, I've been listening to ESPN Radio enough to know that you should have told the guys to get a Zipa. It's estimated that 90 million people in the U.S. snore, which means there's tens of millions of people like you on the tour bus that didn't get to sleep at night because they sleep next to a snorer. So if you want to stop snoring, you need to get a Zipa. Go to ZYPPAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
I love my wife, and I really love sleeping with her. I'd like to do it more.
Now that we have Theravent, sleeping with my husband is amazing. In fact, I'd love to sleep with him right now.
Theravent anti-snore strips are getting couples back to sleep together because now there's no excuse to keep snoring. Theravent is clinically shown to reduce snoring using the power of your own breathing. They're now available in stores nationwide, and you can see how they work at Theravent.com. Theravent, the answer is right under your nose. Not intended to treat sleep apnea. Use as directed.
5:35. Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. Continuing on the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. We're out and about at Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road, here in Cedar Rapids. Be here until 7 o'clock tonight. Happy hour going on right now until 6. $2 tall boys. You got half-price domestic bottles and well drinks as well. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, it's half-price wings. We're just east of Nelson's Meat Market, right behind Elmcrest Country Club. Before you know it, it's going to be time to break out the sticks and hit the links. Looking forward to things warming up around here. Great show planned for you tonight. We'll kick off hour number three in a few minutes with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. And boy, do we have things to talk about with Ed today. Christian Yelich on the move from the Marlins to the Brewers. And four new members of the Baseball Hall of Fame, along with Jack Morris and Alan Trammell, we learned yesterday, including former Cedar Rapids Reds pitcher Trevor Hoffman. Seen a lot of people sharing their memories of Trevor pitching here in Cedar Rapids during the 1991 season over the last couple hours. Want to pass along an update as something that we didn't necessarily get to yesterday on the program, and that's completely my fault because I think it's a huge news story here in Eastern Iowa. But on Tuesday, maybe you are aware of this, but on Tuesday, somebody decided to vandalize the Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville. And they did so by driving onto the field. They put these massive ruts, tire tracks all over the field. They didn't know whether or not their sprinkler system was damaged. And basically, the folks who operate the Field of Dreams, and this movie came out in, what, 1989, but it is still a huge, huge deal, especially in Eastern Iowa. But people come from all over the country just to see this diamond play catch with their dads. I mean, it is a big deal, to the point where they don't really lock the place up at night because people drive all through the night just to come see the Field of Dreams, and they don't want to lock anybody out, keep anybody away from the Field of Dreams. They've got no security cameras, anything. Some idiot vandalized the field. That's the bad news. The good news is about $15,000 is what they'll need to cover the repairs because they called the insurance company and the insurance company says no coverage. You're on your own. You got to pay for it out of your own pocket. And they set the target at $15,000 for the GoFundMe because that's what they think the repair project is going to cost. Took them less than a day to raise the money. They've already got $15,640 donated from 487 people. I retweeted the link. It's out there on Twitter, at Todd Bromwell Camp, if you want to give me a follow. You can still donate. They're still taking money above the $15,000, but
maybe they can put some security cameras in with that extra money.
I think they're going to have to, which is unfortunate, but we talk all the time about 2018 and the times that we live in, and it's just that's. I saw that story the other day, and it almost broke my heart. I love that movie. I couldn't begin to even estimate how many times I've seen that movie. I know there are some people out there that don't like it, And that's fine. That's your prerogative. I love Field of Dreams. It makes me cry every time I watch it. Not afraid to admit that, especially now that I've got my own son and I want to take him to Field of Dreams someday. So there's a feel-good story in a very bad situation. Over $15,640 raised by people from all over the world for the Field of Dreams. And hopefully they'll be able to get that site repaired and in time for the spring so people can enjoy the weather and play catch and have those family moments. Now, speaking of family moments, here's another opportunity for football, sports fans, I should say. If you missed this earlier today, Vince McMahon announced what we've all been expecting. The XFL is officially returning. The XFL, it was a one-off challenger to the NFL. The WWE was behind this about 18 years ago. It was a dud, a massive dud. But Vince McMahon has sold $100 million worth of WWE stock. He is going to be the sole owner of the new and improved XFL. It's going to be eight teams playing a 10-game schedule beginning in 2020. They've got plenty of lead time. They have no TV deal yet on this. Fairly interesting comments made by Vince McMahon earlier today when this deal was announced. And it has a number of people asking the following question. Is the NFL ripe for a challenge to football supremacy? 319-366-1600. Basically, is the XFL, the new XFL, going to be a threat to the NFL moving forward? 366-1600. You can let us know on the Hertine and Stocker text line. This is interesting because I think there, Alex, are a lot of people who look at the NFL and say the league is as vulnerable as ever. The viewership numbers are not fantastic. They're going down. A segment of the population has been turned off by the National Football League and some of the players. Can Vince McMahon a second time around mount a serious challenge to the NFL, or is this doomed to fail just like the first time the XFL graced us with its presence?
Well, I don't even know. I doubt it can be a challenge to the NFL, but I think that something that gets lost in this discussion is no other football league has even been able to coexist with the NFL. No other football league has been able to stay alive for more than a calendar year beside the NFL. And I just look at the XFL the last time and see the differences that Vince McMahon is putting forth this time around, and I still don't believe that he will be able to get the type of players away from the NFL that would make it a huge threat for the league. The question becomes, can this league thrive? And I think that they're two different questions. Like I said, does it take over the NFL? Is it a threat to the NFL? No. But can it coexist? Can it thrive? Can it stick around for more than a year? That remains to be seen.
A couple of the interesting comments that Vince McMahon made earlier today. He told one of the websites that interviewed him ahead of this announcement that the new XFL is going to be more wholesome. And wrapped up in that is the fact that they're going to have a rule about players standing for the national anthem, and I hear that and I sort of roll my eyes. And they're not going to allow any felons on the rosters of these eight teams. And I sort of roll my eyes at that, and I hear wholesome, and I hear standing for the national anthem, and I hear no felons, and I can't help but think that maybe this is aimed at a very specific segment of the population here. Am I just
No, that's exactly what it is.
Am I being jaded? Am I being cynical?
No, that's exactly why it's returning now. I don't think that's being cynical at all. I think that's 100% the case.
Vince McMahon is a heck of a businessman, and I think he sees an opening. Now, the question is, if you remember the XFL the last time, the quality of football was nowhere near the level of the NFL. Do people care that much about players not standing for the national anthem that they will willingly subject themselves to a level of football that's going to be much worse than the NFL? And you cannot convince me that the second time around, the XFL, the level of play is going to be any better than it is right now. Especially if you remember the last time the XFL was in existence, the main drawing card was more violence, right?
Yes.
They were harder hitting. There were no fair catches. Right. So this time around, and Vince said today, they've got great people who are going to be studying player safety. They're going to try to figure out how to make this a very safe league. But at the same time, this is going to be football.
So it's exactly the opposite blueprint of the last time he pitched this idea? Is that what he's trying to claim? It's more wholesome and safe as opposed to violent
and
brutal?
No cheerleaders. We got Mike in Cedar Rapids calling about the XFL. You can follow him, 319-366-1600. Mike, the XFL, is it gonna be a success this time? What are your thoughts?
You know, nobody knows the answer, and I'm already changing my opinion as I'm sitting here listening. But I will say this. I mean, at the risk of stepping on anyone's toes, you roll your eyes when they say they're going to stand for the national anthem. I mean, that right there offends, and I'm not trying to be pissy here, but I mean, why would you roll your eyes if someone should stand for the national anthem? See, I think that right there, and I don't think it's a small percentage of the population that's, you know, playing the banjo in the woods that feels that way. To me, it's a really big deal when the NFL gets PC and starts disrespecting the flag. To me, after that, it's so base to me that I'm like, screw it. I mean, I'll watch the NFL, but it's not the NFL anymore to me. And it's like, hey, and take that red, white, and blue shield and find some different colors if that's how you feel. So I think they're tapping into something, this XFL thing. Yes, he hate me and all that stuff. It was ridiculous when they first tried it. And you know, it's probably going to be weird with the uniforms, and it's going to be a freak show and all that. But it's different now with the political climate. And I think that creates an opportunity for the XFL that wasn't there before to get somebody who is upset enough to change the channel or to not go to that stadium but to go to this game. I you know, that was missing before. It was like when they tried it the first time, it was like, what's the point? But now it kind of makes sense. There's an opportunity there. So, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but golly, if the NFL wants to go down that road where it's acceptable for Kaepernick to have socks with cops as pigs on them, but it's not acceptable for a veterans group to buy an ad in the Super Bowl, it's different today.
Mike, I want to just ask you one question, because I don't agree with the Kaepernick socks thing either, but did the NFL tacitly endorse, did they come out, the NFL come out and say that they supported that?
No, but did they prevent him from doing it? They didn't do that either.
Well, then they run into the Players Association, and then they would have been back and forth with the Players Association.
Well,
which looks
of course, that's just one example. That's one of several things.
Right,
no,
I'm just...
I gave, yeah, no, but, you know, it's just like, I think people are kind of fed up. I think the 15 minutes for political correctness for some people is over, and they want to, you know, they're gonna be interested in this new venture, and I think I had to kind of chuckle when you said Vince McMahon has decided to do it, because the reason I chuckled is there's an opportunity there, and it's going to be kind of fun to see what happens. And right now, the NFL kind of has a monopoly on it. Really.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's a great product, let's be honest. But I just, you know, if they want to interject politics into it, it's probably going to have consequences.
All right, Mike, great phone call. I appreciate it. I want to make one thing really clear. When I said I was rolling my eyes at that, I was rolling my eyes because I think it's a cynical move, not because I have an opinion on the matter. I'm rolling my
it's
eyes
a dog
because,
whistle.
a little bit. What I was rolling my eyes at is the fact that this just seems blatantly opportunistic to me.
Low-hanging fruit.
And the fact that this is one of the things that you're launching this on, it's pretty clear to me that you're just trying to take... I mean, Vince McMahon is a carny. Let's not forget about this. The guy is a professional wrestling promoter. He's a carny. He's working an angle here. And he's been very successful at that. You look at what the WWF, now the WWE, has done on his watch. It's been amazing. He's had some tremendous failures. He's had some tremendous success. The bottom line is, and Mike used the term, and I'm glad that he did, the product. It's not whether you stand for the national anthem that's going to dictate whether this league is a success or not. It's going to be the product on the field. You can wrap yourself in the flag and be a patriot all you want, but if the football is as crappy as it was the first time that the XFL was around, you're not going to watch it. I don't believe that people are going to go, you know what? This league stands for something. And maybe I just created the motto for them. I don't know. I have a hard time people saying this league stands for something. Now the football's... oh, really, really bad. I mean, it's really bad football. But you know what? I'm going to force myself to watch. No. And we watch the NFL now, and what's the biggest... my biggest knock on the NFL right now is the fact that I think the level of play is not where it used to be. And I'm not entertained by watching the games. It's not a political thing for me. I'm not entertained by many of the NFL games that I watch now. There's just penalties breaking up the course of play. You got video reviews breaking up the flow of the game. You've got bad teams like the Cleveland Browns. Like Mike said, product. Product is going to dictate whether or not this is a success. Well, and I can almost guarantee you it's not going to succeed.
I think that the part about the NFL that is not entertaining to me is just the pure corporate nature of the league. It's just so vanilla, and everybody does things exactly the same way, and I think I have a lot of theories as to why the quality of play has dipped a little bit. But I look at college football, and that's... you can find any style of play that you want, and the entertainment value of it, the soul to it, is unmatched by, I think, really any other sport at any other level. And I just don't see how the XFL will be able to get by and bring in these top-level players, bring in top-level coaches, and also have that entertainment value at the same time and bring in viewers and take them away from either college football or the NFL.
And I want to say this. I hope Mike is still listening, by the way, because I thought Mike had one of the better phone calls that I've ever dealt with on this program, because he had a very strong opinion. He very eloquently put his opinion out there, but he never got to the point where he was screaming and yelling like so many people in this day and age do. And you listen to the ESPN national programming, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because there are people in this business who think yelling equals discourse and great radio. I disagree wholeheartedly. Now, the text line has a lot of strong opinions about Mike's phone call. Many of them disagree with Mike. Some of them agree with him. You can share your opinion with us as well. 319-366-1600. Ed Creech, MLBTradeRumors.com, is going to kick off hour number three with us. We are out and about at Mulligan's Pub in Cedar Rapids, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Half-price wings start at 6 o'clock tonight. We got some KGYM swag as well as stuff from Rob FM, which is our brother station right across the hall. As a matter of fact, Mr. Rob FM himself is here with us tonight. So stop on in, 1060 Old Marion Road, east of Nelson's Meat Market, right behind Elmcrest Country Club. Lots of folks in here enjoying themselves on a Thursday night. We talked with Mark Lillibridge earlier today, the former Iowa State football player who represents Mantality, and I think he did a really good job of talking about Mantality. They've got a website, if you go to it, lowtusa.com, in case you missed our segment with him, where you can learn about testosterone replacement therapy. TRT is what it's referred to, and that's one of the things that Mantality specializes in. They've got a clinic in North Liberty where you can go make an appointment if you think that you're suffering from low testosterone. And as Mark put it, lots of times guys just automatically equate that to performance in the bedroom. But it's really beyond that. It's as you get older and your testosterone drops, maybe your memory gets affected. Or maybe you start carrying a little extra weight around your midsection. All things that could be signs of low testosterone. That's where mentality steps in. Chances are insurance will cover your visit. You're dealing with actual doctors. Check them out online. Again, the website one more time for mentality in North Liberty, lowtusa.com. 5:54, we're going to take a quick timeout. And when we return, Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank big board update for you back in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on after this.
There's a whole lot happening at Mulligan's Pub in Cedar Rapids. This Saturday, it's their big chili cook-off. Cook up a batch of your famous chili and bring it to Mulligan's. Sign up start at 11:30 and tasting begins at noon. Prizes will be awarded to the top three vote-getters. Mulligan's is also gearing up for their second anniversary, so plan to come celebrate during their customer appreciation party on February 3rd. They'll have $2 you call it all day long. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday to Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available. And get guaranteed delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1/29/18. See store for details.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
5:55, welcome back in. Hour number two slowly coming to a close here. We got a good one to kick off hour number three with us, Ed Creech of MLBTradeRumors.com, not only talking about yesterday's Hall of Fame voting, but a major trade going down in the National League Central today. Christian Yelich, the all-star outfielder, 5 years of team control. He's heading to the Milwaukee Brewers. Four prospects going back to the Marlins in exchange, and the National League Central just got a whole lot more interesting. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of hour number two. Back with more after this.
It was reported today by the Land of 10 Scott Docterman that Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey signed an extension last November, and the details should stop any talk of McCaffrey being fired. A buyout after this season would cost the school $10.2 million, with roughly $1 million decreases through 2023. Iowa junior outfielder Robert Nystrom was pegged as the preseason Big Ten Player of the Year by Perfect Game Today. He started all 61 games last season and hit .319 and was top 10 in the Big Ten in five different offensive categories. Perfect Game also named both Nystrom and JUCO transfer Brady Shanuel to the All-Conference team and picked the Hawkeyes to finish third behind Indiana and Nebraska. The UNI men beat Illinois State 83-72 to get back over 500 on the season, led by Isaiah Brown with 20 points and Bennett Cook with 17. They moved to 3-6 in the MVC, four games back with nine games remaining. The Iowa State women went on the road and upset number 19 Oklahoma State 78-69. Down 10 at halftime, Bridget Carlton exploded for 39 points in the comeback victory. The Hawkeye women will be trying to end a three-game skid tonight, hosting number 12 Ohio State. It'll be a matchup between probably the top two candidates for Big Ten Player of the Year, as the Buckeyes' Kelsey Mitchell is the league's leading scorer at almost 25 per game, while Megan Gustafson is second in scoring and first in rebounding. Tonight after the show, we'll have a Pac-12 matchup with Colorado traveling to number 11 Arizona. We'll pick up coverage at 7:15, and they'll tip off at 7:30. You can hear it on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
2 hours down, one to go. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Don't forget to check them out online, lindertire.com. You can get some great online specials, especially if you're looking for a set of four new tires. They're online. They're also in person in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. The KGYM road trip is at Mulligan's Pub in Cedar Rapids. People having a good time tonight. Happy hour almost over, but in 2 minutes, it's time for half-price wings. And in just a couple minutes after that, we'll be talking with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. Back with more after this.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you,
it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time, but at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship.